I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 95 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. The Utah GOP is supporting a resolution to ban gender transition medical therapies for transgender youth. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Senate President Stuart Adams is a co-sponsor of the resolution that the party passed this weekend. He says in a statement to KSL News Radio that the legislature will explore possible solutions to protect children. And he says he supports this being one of the issues they address in the upcoming session.
The resolution also reads that the party supports the efforts of elected officials on this issue. Sue Robbins with Equality Utah's Transgender Advisory Council says she disagrees with any ban on gender transitions.
These bills harm our youth just by existing because they feel under constant attack. I can tell you I know of families that have moved out of Utah because they don't feel like they have a safe environment for their transgender youth to grow up in.
So says she would expect a lawsuit if Utah moves forward with any kind of ban on gender therapies. KSL News Time 601. Some students have wrapped up their first day back at school. This school year, many parents and teachers have honed in on getting kids caught up from remote learning during the pandemic. Murray Superintendent Jennifer Covington tells Utah's Morning News that they're taking an individualized approach to help the kids get back up to speed.
So we're taking data and information on our students and making sure we're putting small groups together in our elementary schools so that we know where our students are and we can catch them back up.
Covington says they're fully staffed with their teachers, but they're still looking to hire support staff like bus drivers and custodians. If you bought Capri Sun lately, you know, the drink? Might have cleaning solution in it. Listen, Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands of cases of the kid-oriented drink, saying it might be contaminated with this cleaning solution. Over 5,700 cases of the wild cherry flavor are affected. Their best used by date on the cases, June 25th of next year. You're encouraged to return the drinks to wherever you bought them and get a refund. President Trump's personal lawyer learns he's under investigation in Georgia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Rudy Giuliani learned today he's the target of an investigation at the 2020 election results in Georgia. Here's ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Rudy Giuliani was someone who was pushing all sorts of conspiracy theories, whether it was a suitcase full of ballots or broken voting machines. None of them had any validity.
But now he is the target of this ongoing criminal investigation, and he is set to testify before a special grand jury later this week. State Department spokesman Ned Price not saying whether Iran had anything to do with the attack of author Salman Rushdie.
There's an active law enforcement investigation ongoing. We're not going to get ahead of those law enforcement equities.
Authorities say Rushdie's attacker may be aligned with Shia extremism. Rushdie remains hospital in serious condition. Two of the former police officers who helped hold down George Floyd before his death today rejected a plea deal from the state of Minnesota. The state had offered each man 36 months in prison to serve concurrently with their existing federal convictions. The men plan to go forward with their trials in state court. If they are convicted on the highest count, both of them could face at least 12 years in state prison. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
About 5,200 customers are without power in Bountiful right now. That represents quite a few more people. The city say crews are out near 200 South and 1,000 East trying to figure out the cause of this outage. We'll keep you updated. Once again, it's 95 degrees. Not a good day for the air conditioning to go out in Bountiful. Recent rains in Arizona are good news at the Grand Canyon. The National Park has lifted mandatory water conservation measures for the South Rim. As of today, the water storage has reached an acceptable level. Rising inflation may make it feel like your hard-earned money isn't going very far, but in Utah, we have a better increase in wage than most other states.
Utah boasts the second highest wage increase in the country over the last decade. We're just behind our neighbors in Idaho with a nearly 83% increase over the last 10 years. The numbers come from the digital adoption magazine, digitaladoption.com, which crunched 10 years of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:05. A number of Utah tourism destinations are about to get a $5 million shot in the arm aimed at helping them attract visitors and tourism dollars. The Utah Board of Tourism Development approved the money for marketing grants to help groups that market popular tourist areas. KSL News Time, 6:05. The latest on that plane crash. We're learning today that two people are dead, five others injured after a small plane crashed Saturday into Lake Powell. The plane was reportedly submerged after a single engine had a problem and it fell from the sky. FAA records show that small plane was registered to American Aviation, Inc. with an address in Woods Cross. The names of the pilot and the passengers have not yet been released. KSL News Time, 6:06.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.